This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, my brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ إِن كُنتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means, O you who believe, obey Allah and obey His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and obey those who have authority among you, ulil amri minkum. And if you disagree over something, rudduhu ila Allahi wa Rasuli, refer back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you truly believe in Allah and the last day, that is better and most suitable for you, for your determination, for your safety, for everything. Now, there is a caveat to this, which is, what do you do if the ruler orders you to do something which is haram? Because here Allah is saying, obey. And in another hadith of Rasulullah, he said, obey the ruler even if he is ahmaq, even if he has no brains. He said, obey the ruler even if he is not pious. Eh? As long as, Nabi Rasulullah said, two conditions. One, does he pray? Only that. He can be praying and doing other things. He didn't say anything. He said, does he pray? Number one. Number two, he said, as long as he does not stop you from prayer. That's it. Now, we have the hadith of Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. He said that Rasulullah said, there is no obedience to the creature in the disobedience of the Creator. There is no obedience to any person in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Creator. We also have the story from the Sirah where in one Sariya, this army had gone out and coming back, they were sitting around a campfire, a big fire, and there was some argument and the commander got angry and he told the people, jump into the fire. I'm commanding you as your ruler, jump into the fire. You have to obey me. They refused. They said, we will not do this. So when they came back to Medina, they reported Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, what you did was right. There is no obedience in something which is prohibited. So jumping into the fire, which is haram, which is suicide, no. But what about going against something the ruler is saying? Or ruler does not necessarily mean the king. Please understand this. Ruler is ulil amri minkum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say malik. He did not say khalifa. So ulul amr is, for example, in a family, the father is ulul amr. That is how, for the nikah, we say, who is the ulul amr? Who is the wali? He is not the king, but he is the head of the family. So ulul amr is somebody who has been given authority by the people. So might be an alim, might be a leader, a community leader, somebody who has authority in some other way. This is all ulul amr. So in Islam, it is permitted to correct the ulul amr if they are wrong. Please understand, this is very important. We get confused. Sometimes people say, no, you cannot say anything. No, not that's not correct. You can say, but there are hudud. Now, Shafi rahmatullah said, if you want to correct the ulul amr, you want to correct the leader, do it in private. Take him aside, speak to him one-on-one. If you criticize him in public, then you have been unjust and Allah will punish you. Right? Now, they asked him, and said, why? What is the big thing? Right? If this man is doing something wrong, why can't I tell him something in public? He said, because the problem of that, the evil of that is far more than whatever he is doing. Because by doing that, you are undermining his authority and whatever good he can do will be nullified because people will not obey him anymore because they can't respect him anymore. Number two, you might then, actually by doing that, you might then instigate him or, you know, anger him to doing something which is worse. So, don't do that. It is like putting somebody under pressure where they have to tell a lie to get out of it. This is worse than lying. Because you put that person under so much pressure that he has to tell a lie. Otherwise, he gets into trouble. So, he will tell a lie. Now, that lie is better. You are worse because you put the person under this pressure. So, don't do that. But can you correct? Of course, you should correct. Take them aside. Speak to them. Now, from the seerah, let me give you two very clear examples. First thing to understand is, there is no problem with obeying people when they are telling you what you want to hear. For example, simple thing. For example, if somebody says, please come and pray in the masjid by Jama'ah. Nobody will have a problem with, even the one who is not coming to pray, he will not fight against that because you know this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hukum. The imam, whoever is saying, come to the masjid, you must pray 5 times a day, so on, so on. No problem. Problem comes when the person, the ulul amr, whether it is the imam, whether it is the khalifa, whether it is the malik, whether it is the leader, is saying something which you don't like. Right? If you are doing some business, for example, he said, no, don't do this business, this is haram. Then you don't like that. If you say you are dealing in interest, he said, don't deal in interest. Again, this is the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did not invent this rule. He is telling you the ayat of the Quran. This is what Allah is saying. Don't do this, don't take money on interest, you get angry. The problem comes when people are doing something which you don't like. Now, in the seerah, the biggest example of this was the Sulh Hudaybiyah. Sulh Hudaybiyah is a history by itself. That one thing. There is so many lessons to learn in the Sulh Hudaybiyah. Here was the situation where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, without consultation, please understand this, in Sulh Hudaybiyah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not make mashwara with anybody. He did not make mashwara with anyone. He was unilaterally taking decisions. And he took a decision to sign this pledge and he agreed with all of the stuff which Suhail bin Amr came from the Quraysh. Later on, radiallahu anhu, and some of the clauses were humiliating. I mean, we know this whole thing. I don't want to go into the detail of it, but we know this. One-sided. If one of our people goes to you, you don't have to return. If one of your people come, you have to return. Eh? And so on. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, see the test that Allah put them in. Suhail bin Amr's son, who did not know this whole thing was going on, he was imprisoned by his father in chains. He managed to escape. And he came right at this time, when the Sulah had been agreed upon and they had not written it down. Suhail bin Amr said, he is mine. Give him back to me. That man said, Ya Rasulullah, I am a Muslim. I am a Muslim. You are going to hand me over to the kafir? Now imagine, see the kind of test. Here is a principle. You are with your brother, stand with your brother, protect your brother. Handing over your brother to the enemy is kufr. All of this training is there, but right there in front, the man comes, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says to him, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tried, he told Suhail bin Amr, we have not written it down yet. He said, what is writing going to do with it? Writing, we agreed, khalas, the word, enough. Writing is only to record, the writing has no value. The word of the Muslim, this is the Aqd. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to him, go back, go with your father. The man said, you are giving me over to these people. They will torture me, they will kill me, they will do. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, have sabr, go with these people. Now this test was so severe that Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu came near to this man and he told him, my sword is loose, take my sword, kill your father and free yourself. He said, no, I will not do it. Abu Jandal, his name was Abu Jandal radiallahu anhu. He said, I will not do it. Then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu goes to Mr. Salam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, are you not the Rasul of Allah? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, yes, I am the Rasul of Allah. He said, are you not on the right? And are they not wrong? Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, yes, we are right and they are wrong. Then why are you agreeing to this? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I am doing what my Rabb has told me to do. Sayyidina Umar was not satisfied. He went to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He asked him, is he not the Rasul of Allah? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, yes, he is the Rasul of Allah. Are we not right and these people are wrong? He said, yes, we are right, we are wrong. Then why is he agreeing to this? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said to him, stop talking. Don't say anything more. Keep quiet. He said, hold the stirrup. You know the stirrup, when you ride a horse, you put your foot in the... He said, hold the stirrup of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His Rabb will not let him down. He is doing what his Rabb has told him to do. His Rabb will not let him down. Follow him. When all of this was over, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, many years later, he said, since that day, he said, I have fasted. I have given charity over and over and I have fasted and I have begged Allah to forgive me for asking this question to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One day, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was walking somewhere, he overheard some people sitting and talking, and these people said, you know, the time of Umar ibn al-Khattab is the best time, much better than the time of Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. Sayyidina Umar passed, he turned around, came back. He said, what did you say? He said, Ya Amir Mumin, we are only praising you, we are saying we are so happy. He said, no, what did you say? He said, we said this. He said, Allah is my witness, Umar ibn al-Khattab and his entire family, whole family, all the good they did is not equal to one day and one night of Abu Bakr Siddiq. Not equal to one day and one night. They asked him which day and which night. He said the night of Ghar al-Thawr and the day of Hudaybiyah. Why? Respect. Because of respect. Because of obedience. Did Abu Bakr Siddiq understand what was happening? He also did not. Nobody understood. This was between Allah and his Rasul alayhi salam. But they obeyed. And eventually, once all of this was over, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, slaughter the animals, shave your head and all that, they all did it. They did it. They were weeping and they were crying and they were unhappy, but they did it. They did not open their mouth. And wallahi, this was in my, I've written two books on the seerah. In my study of the seerah, I call this the final exam of the sahaba. Final exam of the sahaba. Because after this exam, they did not get any more exam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gave them Makkah. They were not allowed to go to make Umrah. Allah said, Makkah is yours, take it. In 2 years. The Sulay was for 10 years. But in 2 years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them Makkah. Because of obedience. Obeying when something they did not understand. They obeyed because Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it. They didn't understand that. They did not know why he's doing it. They did not like it. But they said, no. The Nabi has said, we will do. May Allah have mercy on us. Today we cannot accept one hadith concerning the sighting of the moon, for God's sake. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. How can this ummah prosper? How can we succeed in life if this is our attitude? One hadith regarding the sighting of the moon, we cannot accept. Doesn't make sense to me. This, that. La hawla quwwata illa billah. Fighting and arguing. Please, let us have mercy on ourselves. There is a barakah in the word of the Nabi alayhi salam. Simple as that.
I am not saying calculations are incorrect or wrong. What? That is not the point. The point is there is a word, there is a barakah, there is a value in the word of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you don't believe that, then I have nothing more to say to you. Khalas, I have nothing more to say to you. I believe the Rasul, I believe his word, and when somebody tells me this is the Sahih Hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will not go against that. If you slaughter me instead of the sheep, I will get slaughtered. No problem. But I will not go against the Sahih Hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ for anything on the face of this earth. Seriously, think about that, right? And my point is, okay, you have some other dalil, most welcome. Please follow the dalil. No problem. But don't fight with your brothers. Don't fight with your brothers. We are Muslim. Keep the hearts together. Whatever you think you have the dalil for that, please, no problem, go do it. But don't fight with people, don't fight with Muslims, don't create, you know, disturbance and shouting in the masjid. How bad is that? La hawla quwwata illa billah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to keep our hearts together, to keep our hearts full of love for Allah and His Rasul and for the Muslimin. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmatullahi.